actually pleasantly surprised is what I am, Ace.
Why is that?
We thought there was a 30% chance you'd be back here today. 30, and that was high.
No. Not at all. High. Not at all. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You're ziplining in Costa Rica. You got the monkey outside knocking on your door.
Yeah. I mean, it was an awesome trip. Awesome trip.
I was like, no way he's here Monday. No way.
Yep. You know, I'm going to tweet out a picture of ziplining. So I was in Costa Rica, and I decided I would try ziplining. Never have done it before. Have you ever done it, Momo?
No, I'm really scared of heights, but I think one day in my life I will make myself do it.
You know, I think we need to, Lindsay, am I right? Do we need to reconnect with Momo?
Yeah, we got Robo. Robo Momo going on.
We got Robo Momo today.
Hold on.
All right, so try that again. Lindsay, have you ever ziplined?
I have. I ziplined at Lake Placid, maybe. I went to like a summer camp there one time when I was in high school.
Nice.
And I ziplined, and it was pretty crazy.
It is crazy. Jorge, what about you?
No, I've never done it, but I'm looking forward to it on my next vacation.
Excellent. Yeah, no, it was an unbelievable experience. I've never done it. I was not scared, weirdly, because, you know, we were harnessed in and all that stuff, and we were connected to everything, and the guys seemed really solid and secure, and they've done it a lot. So I wasn't worried. It was just a gigantic adrenaline rush. Just gigantic adrenaline rush. And absolutely loved it. The place I went to was a place called Rio Perdido. There's a thermal river that flows out of a volcano down there. And then they've got mineral pools. That's what Morales was talking about, under the water in the mineral pool. Zip lining. I did a mace plant officially, Momo.
Yes.
You're still messed
I'm
up.
I'm still Robo?
Yeah, right, you're still Robo. Let's try something.
Maybe just restart your phone, Momo.
Yeah, restart your phone. Do something, Momo. Do something. We're running on excitement today. I'm so excited to be back. And yes, Ireland is gone again. Now, so we've been alternating vacation weeks here. And the reason we do that is because we get some vacation in the summertime so that we can go hard for football season, return of the Lakers, all that stuff. Dodgers, World Series, hopefully chase them all the way to the World Series this year. So as of the day after Labor Day, so a week from tomorrow, me and Ireland will be back together for the first time in a while. In the meantime, it is me and Robo Momo. What did I miss?
Oh. Robo Momo, my bad.
Oh, God, no better. Still no Robo? Better. It may be the Mason
Just restart
show
your phone, Momo.
I did. Yeah. I'll do it again.
Okay, yeah, Momo. Do it again. Try another
number.
Or use
number. Your other phone, maybe.
Spin the wheel of
Comrex. Spin the wheel of questions.
Yeah, spin the wheel of questions. Try a different line. Try a different phone. I don't know what it is.
We had this issue once or twice with her last week, and then I forget what we did to remedy it, but then it was fine.
No, it's your system. Don't blame me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, we did something,
me.
And it was...
Right. Okay, I'm going to restart. I'll see you in a minute.
Wait, Mace, you know what else happened? Power went out in their whole neighborhood in the middle of a show on, like,
she had to go
Wednesday
back to her mom's
Thursday.
House.
She did the show for moms.
She called us driving, and then like her mom came in and was like, "Ramona, what are you doing in my office?" And, like,
that is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, so we'll have Momo at some point today, as soon as we get this thing totally hooked up. So what did I miss? How was the week last week? Anyone?
It was great.
Anyone?
It was great.
Yeah,
we had a blast
great.
Without you.
All right, good, good. Well, we'll try to continue that role. So let's see. Where do we want to start? You know where I want to start is that Rajon Rondo – Playoff Rondo is back for the Los Angeles Lakers as of today. He got his buyout from Memphis, and he has now returned to the Lakers. And we'll talk to Momo about this. I'm trying to figure out how you squeeze Rondo into an actual rotation. Given the fact the way the team is structured, I mean, how do you do it? You got Russell Westbrook at the point guard. You got LeBron with the ball in his hands playing essentially point guard when Westbrook's not on the floor. Now you've added another point guard to the mix. Is Rondo there as sort of that, you know, everybody says Rondo's going to be a great coach someday. Is he a culture guy? Is that what they're going for? How much do you expect to see him? Obviously, he's clutchy as hell. He was great in the postseason for us. Playoff Rondo is a legitimate nickname. So maybe we see him in a finishing lineup in a big game. But if you've got LeBron and Westbrook, where does he figure into a finishing lineup? All this stuff is really, really interesting. I love the addition. I like it better than if they would have added Isaiah Thomas because playoff Rondo is a real thing, as we found out. And I think Rondo is a different – is Momo back?
I'm back, but am I still Robo?
Oh, my God, Momo.
Oh, my gosh. Paul Bronstein.
Call Adam Bronstein. So normally our tech guy, Adam Bronstein, actually now runs everything for the Rams, so it is harder to contact him. And we haven't had an engineer since about 2016, I think, at this point, right? Jorge, when was the last time we had an engineer?
14, maybe.
Been about that long. Yeah, 14, 2014. So Rajon Rondo, I think, is a fantastic addition for the Lakers. I'm really excited about it. And let's see, Momo's asking, do you want me to drive to my parents' house?
Do you want me to call me?
She's still there. you're just sitting there. Momo, why don't you drive to mom and dad's, and we will try to cover it in the meantime.
As long as mom is not going to kick you out of her office / your old room again.
Yeah. All right, so Momo will be along at some point. Oh, Jorge. Jorge's leaving now. All right, so the Rondo edition is great. The Dodgers blew a golden opportunity this weekend. The Giants lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves, and the Dodgers lost 2 out of 3 to the lowly Colorado Rockies. And the Rockies are 17-28 on the road this year. Antonio Senzatela, who yesterday pitched for the Rockies, had a lifetime ERA of 7.08 against the Dodgers. 0.08 against the Dodgers. And the Dodgers managed only 16 hits in 3 games. With the Giants losing 2 out of 3 to Atlanta, there was an opportunity to pick up games while playing an awful team, and the Dodgers were not able to do it. In the month of August now, the Dodgers are hitting just .234. So this is going to be a race. I mean, this is going to be a real race now down to the wire, because both of these teams are playing really, really good baseball. Had a rough weekend, both of them, but both are playing really good baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers could do us a favor right now, because Corbin Burns is going to pitch against the Giants tonight, and the Dodgers are taking on the Braves, and Julio Urias is on the mound for the Dodgers. Now, here's the weird wrinkle in this whole thing. So if Urias had pitched yesterday for the Dodgers, if he had pitched yesterday against Colorado, the Dodgers would have been able to line up Urias, Buehler, and Scherzer against the Giants in a critical make-or-break series this coming weekend. Instead, they went Mitch White and essentially bullpen game yesterday in a game they lost 5-0. And they're going to, against the Giants now, start David Price on Friday, which when David Price starts, it's basically a bullpen game. Saturday would be Julio Urias, and Sunday would be Buehler. But why don't you move that rotation so that Scherzer can pitch on Sunday against the Giants? These are meaningful games. These are like some of the biggest games of the year. And, you know, I talked to some people this morning, Bill Plunkett. I talked to some people this morning, and this is not a Dave Roberts decision. So do not blame Dave Roberts for this. This is coming directly now, coming directly from the front office. So this is an Andrew Friedman decision. And it's a mistake. The Dodgers have made a phenomenally disastrous mistake in the way they've lined up their rotation for the Giants series. Think about this. We're 2.5 games back now. Just 2.5 games back. Giants have been playing great. Dodgers have been playing great. Both had rough weekends, but both have been fantastic since about mid-July. And it's, as I mentioned, it's a horse race. Now, if you have the opportunity to throw Scherzer on Sunday, Urias, Buehler, Scherzer against the Giants, you've got an unbelievable opportunity to close the gap or even take the lead in the divisional race. And, you know, I think it's critical. I know Ireland disagrees with me, but I think it's critical that the Dodgers win the division, which would be their eighth consecutive division title. I do not, as a Dodgers fan, want to go into a one-game playoff against either the Reds or Padres. Padres are scuffling. I think it's probably going to be the Reds. I do not want to be in a one-game playoff because it is so dangerous. One guy has a bad day. Offense goes cold. They're starting.
Let me tell
pitcher-
you, Mace.
What's
as
that?
As a fan who had to deal with that with the Indians back in, I think it was 2013.
Okay.
One-game playoff thing is the most nerve-wracking.
Oh.
It's, and we had our ace on the mound, too. Danny Salazar was our ace, and we lost to Alex Cobb. I think it was like a 1-0 game, and it's like one run just makes all the difference in the world.
All the difference in the world. And you know what? You can get bounced in a one-game playoff. The Dodgers are on pace for 102 wins. As a 102-win team, you've got basically 27 outs that stand between you and the postseason, and anybody, anything could go wrong. There's no margin for error whatsoever. It is flip a coin to see who's going to come out of that series. So I kind of want to throw that out there. This is an Andrew Friedman decision. And, you know, Andrew Friedman, smartest guy in the room, really hard to argue against him. But, again, you would have loved, I would have loved, to see Scherzer throw on Sunday. Urias, Buehler, Scherzer in that big series on Sunday, on this coming weekend against the Dodgers. So, 877-710-ESPN, has Andrew Friedman outsmarted himself? Has he outsmarted himself? Is he making an enormous mistake? I mean, I love David Price, great guy, and he's filled a you know, an important role for the Dodgers this year. But I certainly don't feel like he's, you know, anything close to an ace or a sure thing. You know, he's good for four innings or five innings, and you know, hasn't pitched great. You had an opportunity to throw all three aces against the Giants. And this could be the series. This is your last series with the Giants. Why would you not line up the rotation in that way? And again, this weekend, just couldn't get anything going against the Rockies offensively. Just a rough weekend, as the Dodgers could have. As I'm following Ramona Shelburne's tweets or text messages. Ramona will join us shortly. What do you think of the way the Dodgers have handled this? They basically bought Urias one extra day by starting him not yesterday, but today against Atlanta. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Momo's will be, she'll be with us at some point, I promise you. Even if it's at mom and dad's house, she will be with us. Mason in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So enjoy that. Thank you, Chris Morales. Mason in Ireland, what's up? Thank you for bearing with us as we go through the vacation season. We're all back. We're all ready. We're only 10 days away from the start of the NFL season. Only Let's see, 14 days away from the Rams opener, Sunday night football against the Chicago Bears. Couldn't be more excited for that. You know, Lindsay, you weren't here, but I gave my Rams seats for the Raiders-Rams preseason game to corporate Greg.
Yeah, he said he had a blast.
Good, good.
I'm pretty jealous because I'm like the only person now who's never been to SoFi yet.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else has gotten to go so far. Yeah, it is such a crazy-ass stadium.
I'll be there for the Niners-Rams.
Screw you.
I'm going to be there for Chargers-Browns, that's for sure.
Here's the thing that has upset me. Let me get a call in. Let me go to Jose in Echo Park. Jose, you're on 710. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Monday Blues, huh? I miss
Monday
Ramona
Blues.
On the phone.
Exactly.
No, I just want to chime in on that Dodger situation, man. I think I agree with you. Well, I don't think I agree with you. I do agree with you. I think they should have definitely, kept the rotation for that showdown on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because, man, that series is important. You know, it's like we could be really close if we win these three games with Atlanta. Keep pace, and then we could take the lead. So it should have been priority to have the top three rotation for that weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Jose, thank you very much for the phone call. This is a huge week for the Dodgers because the Braves have been playing great baseball. You draw them first, and then you've got the San Francisco Giants, who despite their age, and it's an old team, despite their age, are on pace to win, I think, 105 games right now. Dodgers on pace to win 102 games right now. And to win 102 games and have to go to the wild card game, the play-in game, is just a disaster. And here's the thing I hate. I hate the wild card game. I think baseball needs to restructure it. I think that wild card series should be a best of three. That eliminates the element of chance.
Well, aren't they changing it back next year?
Not that I know of. Like last year, there was no wild card play-in because they expanded the playoffs to include I don't know, what is it, 8 teams in each league. This year, we're back to normal. I wish they would go to a 3-game series because that does eliminate the element of chance. 877-710-ESPN. You can jump in anytime on anything we're talking about. So, Jorge, you mentioned it. It's honestly one of the most disappointing moments of the last year. Was when I found out you were a 49ers
no.
fan. Yes, it really was. Here I thought we were all on the same team. Whose house? Rams house. But instead, you're a 49ers fan, and I still don't quite understand why.
I mean, I grew into it, and that's why. I mean, it's just like you. I mean, how are you a Rams fan?
Because I was a Rams fan when I was a little kid.
Exactly, me too. You saw the picture. I sent you a picture.
I saw the picture.
So I've been a Niners fan since I can remember. Sorry.
But at some point, don't you say, hey, they're not the home team?
No.
They're not our team?
Like, I'm not saying I'm against the Rams. I mean, the Rams are cool. Like, I'm not hating on the Rams. It's just they're not my team. I go for the Niners, and I'm always going to root for the Niners, you know?
It's very sad.
Look, no, now, the Rams are fun to watch, though. I'm not going to lie to you. The Rams are a fun team to watch.
Hey, Jorge, tell me, you were at the Friday night fantasy football party at Hollywood Park Casino. How was that?
It was fun. It was a fun night, you know, just having out there, being with the people, and when that is, it was a fun night.
Every time I tweet and say something nice about Keyshawn tweets back and says, you've never heard my show. You don't get up before 10 a.m., which is honestly
he's not
kinda
lying.
Kind of true. I think Momo is back. Let's see if Mom and Dad have a better connection to the station than her house. By the way, the one element, the one slogan that we have around here, because it's happened to me, it's happened to Momo, Spectrum sucks.
Yeah. Spectrum there we go. Sucks. Sounds good, Momo.
Yeah. The thing is, I think my parents have Spectrum too, so I don't know if this is what it is. But wherever you know what happened last week? Some car crashed into a pole near my house. That was what made the power go out. And I looked and I was like, oh, they must have fixed it because the power came back on. But I drove by the pole, and they just kind of duct taped it. Like, it's not really fixed. Yeah, it's, like, held together with this, like, yellow caution tape. So I don't think it's really fixed.
So I should say, by the way, because we've got lots of friends over at Spectrum doing the Dodger games and the Laker games. When I say Spectrum sucks, what I actually mean is Spectrum
Internet
sucks.
Yeah. Because all weekend we have been having some issues with the streaming. Like, just like pauses, and then it's like that old AOL modem.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Loading.
So, Momo, I don't know if you heard what we were talking
about.
I was listening
to you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're upset.
Now Hamadou Diallo goes.
That was exactly what we were talking about. Yeah,
we were talking about Hamadou Diallo. Oh.
Hey, welcome home, Mace. Welcome home.
One-time slam dunk winner. Thank you, Momo.
I love that. Your first day back from vacation. My internet stinks, and Ori's pressing the wrong buttons. And
oh, what the hell. You know, it's summer.
It's summer, yeah.
It's summer. Everybody's in sort of effort mode.
Yeah.
I think we're in effort mode. So why does Andrew Friedman, do you think, not use Urias yesterday? I'm not going to pin this on Dave Roberts, because I think if Dave Roberts was there, he'd go all in on Scherzer on Sunday. What's the logic?
I think the logic, Mace, is that you want to save your best pitchers for the biggest games. And
right.
The hope is, okay, you can throw a bullpen at Colorado and you might still be able to win. The problem is Alcantara is – he was good, right?
Yeah.
He's been good. The Rockies have been kind of good. I think they were hoping, oh, we've got them at home, so they're a little different at home than on the road. But the bats, they didn't lose because of pitching. The bullpen game was fine.
Couldn't hit. I mean, they
– Couldn't hit.
Honestly, they didn't really hit all that well. I was following, you know, from the road. They didn't hit that well in the San Diego series. They were able to do it, but they pitched well in the San Diego series. But yeah, I mean, they didn't hit. They're in a funk as a team right now. But the reality is, when you go into that San Francisco series, which starts on Friday, you had a chance to throw Scherzer on Sunday, Urias, Buehler, Scherzer, and instead now, because you didn't throw Urias yesterday, you're going to wind up with David Price on Friday, Julio Urias on Saturday, and Walker Buehler on Sunday, and the Giants miss Scherzer altogether.
There's two ways of looking at it, though, because if they end up in that wild card game, Scherzer's probably your guy. Would you throw Buehler or Scherzer?
Well, I mean, Buehler's going to win the Cy Young Award, I think.
Yeah. Well, whichever one of them you're going to throw in the wild card game is the one you want to – I mean, you almost have to line that up now, or – you have to, you know, but if you're going to throw Scherzer in game one against the Giants or game one, you want to protect them from seeing him as
sure,
much.
Sure, sure.
They're going to play him a bunch on the stretch. I mean, look.
Oh, wait a minute. The Giants have seen Scherzer over the years so much. I mean, it's
over
not like you're not hiding Scherzer.
But they've
the
seen
Giants.
Scherzer
Everybody
less than they've
Scherzer.
Seen the Dodger pitchers, right? Because they play the Dodger pitchers. They're in the division, so they play him a lot more. I kind of look at it a little differently. Like, I can't even believe the Dodgers have as good a record as they do, considering – Mookie Betts has been hurt all year. Cody Bellinger has never found his swing. Corey Seager's been in and out of the lineup all year long. I mean, if it wasn't for A.J. Pollock, they'd be right where the Padres are.
A.J. Pollock is a machine, and Trey Turner has been
– wow, is that guy good.
Just unbelievable. He has been
so good. That guy is – I didn't realize how good he was until he started – I started watching him every day.
Yeah, I've been following him, you know, for years. He's such a good idea. Let's go to George and Corona. George, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man? Yo!
Thank you for taking the call. Check this out. I think MLB should take a page from the NBA. And instead of making it a one-game wild card, they should mix it in with those four last teams, get the first two move on, the second, you know, make it a little – that way they don't just play the same team over and over. At least you get four markets in there.
So you're saying basically a play-in tournament – for the last couple of teams that are sort
just
of on
like the NBA did, just like how the Lakers were in, you know, they made it to the second team, and then I think that would work great. Forget the one game, right?
Yeah, forget the one game. I want multiple games in the first series. Thank you, George, for the phone call. Yeah, Momo, that's what I hate about the baseball playoffs is I hate the one-game wild card.
Me too. I mean, I get the concept of it. It's so exciting, but – I mean, this is the exact scenario you don't want the one game playoff. When you're the second best team in all of baseball, they have the second best record in all of baseball. They're going to end up in a one game wild card. I mean, that's pretty rough.
Yes,
for
it is.
Division winners who really haven't run away with anything to be getting full series against them. But look, this every year in baseball, you're dealt a certain hand, and that's the point of winning the division. So I don't like it. I agree with your idea. It should be a best of three, but I don't know. There's other wild card games where it's like those teams shouldn't even be in the playoffs anyway. So why are we giving them best of three?
Let me sneak in Luis from Riverside. Luis, you're on 710. What's up? Riverside, one of my favorite towns.
Oh, of course, of course. How you guys doing, Mason? Hi, Momo. So, hey, so I'm listening to you, Mason, about, you know, giving Jorge such a hard time about, you know, falling and liking the 49ers.
Tell him.
So me and myself, and here's why. Me and myself, when I started kind of getting into football, you know, everybody had a team. And, you know, being in California, you know, obviously the Chargers, you know, were still down in San Diego. The Raider fans are just obnoxious, so I really couldn't deal with them every freaking week. Raiders! And then just Raiders. Having a one and whatever season, you know, never really winning a game. Like, we're still stuck in the 80s. And the 49ers, you know, same thing. I was just, that to me, I mean, Northern South California, that's a whole different state to us. So, you know, growing up, obviously, I started watching football, and I really liked Peyton Manning. So I started going for the Indianapolis Colts. So that's really a reason why I like football so much. But
that's
now,
super random. Why the Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, because, dude, when I'll turn on the TV, you would see, you know, Manning just crushing everything every week, man. And he was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, so, you know, it kind of made me like the game a lot. But when the Rams came back, you know, I mean, California, I'm everything California, you know, Lakers, Dodgers, everything, you know. So when the Rams came back, and then, you know, Manning obviously already went to the Broncos. So kind of, you know, I went with the Rams. And now I'm like diehard Rams, everything Rams, everything
nice.
Rams, everything Rams. But now with Jorge, it's kind of like you can't be mad at Jorge because, you know, if he, you know, started following football and liked the 49ers and that's what kind of made him blow up the game, then and he wants to stick with the 49ers, there's nothing bad.
Still,
you know?
A California team, right, Luis?
Yeah, still a California team, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody has who they like. And I mean, it's good that Jorge's not – he's not bashing on the Rams, saying, you know, he likes to watch the team, and you know, so I think you should be a little, give him a little bit, ease up on him, man.
Okay, I will ease up. Somebody standing up for Jorge. Thank you very much for the phone call, man. No, I mean, I just think
go Rams, guys.
Go Rams! Yeah, I think it'll be just a rivalry between the two of us, Jorge.
I think
it should
too.
Be fun. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. Look,
you know,
my mom's
boyfriend, Leo, also from the Bay Area, he's a 49ers Giants and Warriors fan. Talk about annoying.
You know what? I could deal with all of those except for the Giants. There's just no circumstance in which you can justify rooting for the Giants.
Absolutely
you just can't.
Not.
Sorry.
All right. Coming up next, Momo, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Now, when I'm normally gone, Ireland asks really dark questions. How did you do last week?
Oh, man. What was that last one on Friday, Lens? I'm trying to remember what her what his question was.
Too.
It was every single one of them was like probe the depths of your soul and tell us
if you can travel back in time, what era would you choose to go back
that
in time?
Oh yeah,
that
wasn't too bad.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, no! That's not what it was. That's not what it was. This is what it was. If you could go back in history and change one event so that it never happened, what would it be? And he's like, my first thought is the Holocaust. And I'm like, whoa, this is not the kind of question.
It was very
on
intense.
Yes. It was very intense. I'm like, John, okay, I'm going to make this about my personal life because otherwise we're going to have a very dark conversation here.
All right. Well, this I've only put fun questions on the wheel.
I love your wheel. Please.
Only fun questions on the wheel. So we will spin the wheel of questions coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So I'm back. Momo's here.
I missed you.
I did too. I did too. I miss being on the air.
Did
you? I love doing vacations, adventure vacations, all that stuff. But, you know, afterwards, I'm just itching to get on the air. Just itching to get on the air. Because I do miss it. And people on Instagram were like, Oh, you're on vacation. You don't even care about it. Why don't you retire? You're not here. No, I love this job. This is like the coolest job in the world. You just need a break sometimes. Thank you.
I agree. And, you know, the truth is, like, I used to think, oh, man, 5 whole days a week? How do you do this job 5 whole days a week? And then I've been doing it a lot lately because you guys both take vacations. And I was like, oh, I see how you do it. It's kind of fun, especially if you like the person you're talking to. Other shows, I'm like, oh, I don't know. But, you know, when I do your guys' show, I like
Yeah, that helps. I'm glad you like us both. All right, it's time to spin the Wheel of Questions. Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, let's spin the wheel. Oh, this isn't too dark. But it's a little bit dark.
I hope not. I was waiting for a Mace question about cooking or something.
No, here it is. Normally, I've got softballs in there. So you discover your wonderful one-year-old child is, because of a mix-up at the hospital, not yours.
Oh.
Would you want to exchange the child to try to correct the mistake?
Is this an Ireland question? Did he write this for you?
It feels very Ireland. I know.
Very Irelandy.
Sorry,
wow.
The wheel. It just came up on the wheel. I can't help what.
All right, hold on.
Wheel.
Let me respin.
Okay. What is your favorite color? No. Go back to the original question.
That's funny.
So you discover your wonderful one-year-old child is, because of a mix-up at the hospital, not yours. Would you want to exchange the child to try to correct the mistake, Momo? Now, you've got a child, little baby Daniel.
Yeah, this is awful. This is an awful question. I mean, I would want to know where my biological child was. I want to make sure he's okay.
Would you make the switch?
I think I would. But I don't know.
Wait a minute. You would?
I don't know. That's just.
It's only 1 year.
Question. It's not even that. It's just that I want to know. What if my biological child was being raised by like some jerk who doesn't take care of him well? And that I think I just want both.
So you would say.
Like, give my kid back.
You would say take
I'll
both.
I'll take
of
both.
Them.
Give me two.
Take both kids. I believe that's a cop out. But I understand. It's a really tough question. Lindsay, what do you think?
I mean, I don't think it's that tough of a question. It's only 1 year. So, yes, I would want my child back.
Even though you've fallen in love and bonded with this kid that's lived in your house for a year.
For 1 year, and then I'll have my own child for the next 17.
Yikes. Jorge, what about you?
Okay, this is interesting because there's a series out there on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's basically the same thing. The difference is in that series, that mother decides to take in the other mother, and they both become, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they both raise the kid at the same time. It is kind of weird, but if the series is so interesting, I think I would do the same thing they did.
You would try to co-raise both kids.
Yeah, because, I mean, that mother already got a year with that kid, and just, you know, that certain love that they have for that kid, I have the same for my kid. Does that make sense?
I'm going to tell you the truth, okay?
Okay,
the truth is, the first year, the babies don't do all that much. I mean, they're really cute.
Right.
And they sleep on
you a lot.
It's like very bonding and all that when they sleep on you. But like the personality really starts coming out after
later.
It's like they come online, you know, like the whole first year, all they're like little starfish, you know, they just like lay on their back and they like move their hands and legs. And it's extremely cute. But people would always tell me, you know, the second you see that new baby and you're going to fall in love instantly. And I was like, I don't know. I love Daniel so much more now. Like, I love being a mom now because he's so fun and he's got a personality and he jumps off the top of the bed and he's like funny. But like the first year, it's not like I didn't love him. I'm just, it's just different. There's just not a, they're just like little starfish. That's all okay. You got to think, you know, they lay on their back and they move and they don't do all that much.
They eat and poop. That's it. Yeah.
Eat and poop. So, you know, I don't have kids. Don't plan to have kids. I would, but I've got unbelievable genes. You know, like I
that's what I'm saying. I would want my kids to find genes.
I've got some of the best genes there are. And so I would make the switch because
oh my God.
The other baby has got my genes.
First of all, there's no way that you wouldn't know because your baby, like with those genes, like the nose is going to tell the story right away, right? I mean,
you're saying if the baby has a big nose, it's mine?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, you're the falcon, right? I mean, that's
the falcon, exactly. Yeah, I would make make
the
switch right away.
I need
the
permanent sounder. I need the permanent falcon sound on cue. Okay. No, that's not.
That was a perfume. Like, that was his cologne. Remember it, Mace? Your cologne.
Oh,
I
that's
know,
right.
But it
my
was
cologne.
Better
was
when we had a bird doing the falcon. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I would make the switch.
That, you know, there's a thing too. Is that's why you take pictures. Don't let that kid out of your sight. Okay. You take pictures right when you have them. Okay. You know, like I had a C-section. So the truth is I was like kind of out of it. I didn't really want to be a conscious for a lot of this because yeah. Really, I don't want to describe this on the radio, but it's not fun.
No, you don't need
and,
to.
Yeah. But they were like, you know, they took pictures of me and the kid right away. And then Nevin held him for a while they were, you know, getting me alive again. Okay. And Nevin didn't let the baby out of his sight. Okay. And then afterwards, the only time they take him, they do this hearing test. So you got to get a lot of pictures of the baby before they take him to do a hearing test.
Right.
Because that is when the switch could happen.
Ah, that's where they could screw it up.
Yeah, that's where. Because then you could compare the pictures. You would know.
Do you think that happens a lot?
Babies like getting mixed up at the hospital?
No, yeah. They put a tag on the baby's foot like right away.
A little plastic tag, yeah.
Yeah, they
it's
put
like
a
when you go to the club, one of those tags.
Yeah, they, you get it. Yeah, it's true. It's like a club tag.
It seems like it used to happen more often.
Yeah.
Than it did not than it does now.
Yeah, but all right. So smartphones. Maybe it's smartphones.
So I would want my genes to continue. I would make the switch.
Hey, but let me say something real quick. That series I was talking about is called Daughter from Another Mother or Madre Solo Hay Dos in Spanish. If you guys want to check it out on Netflix.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the recommendation. By the way, you mentioned hearing test. I'm going to make a plug here. The best movie of the year is on Apple Plus right now. It's called Coda.
Oh, we talked about that, man. It's such a great film. We talked about it last week. Oh.
It is so good. Momo, did you watch it?
I have not seen it yet because I was catching up on Ted Lasso so we could be ready to talk about it this week. I'm about to start episode 4 and I promise I will watch it tonight.
Okay, good.
So
good.
We could talk Ted Lasso all week.
Awesome. Lindsay, there's a falcon. Lindsay, by the way, doesn't watch Ted Lasso, doesn't believe Ted Lasso has any appeal. She believes
that's not true. I never said that. I just said I haven't watched it yet. Like I didn't say like it doesn't have any appeal or anything. I said everyone's obsessed with it, and I don't get it because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, the Ted Lasso hate. You guys are a-holes. You have no heart. That's what I say. You have no heart if you don't like Ted Lasso. All right, coming up next for you, I ran into a dilemma when I was coming home from the airport the other night, back from Costa Rica on Saturday night. And I really had to think about it.
Ooh.
And ultimately made a decision that I'm not sure if it was right or not. Let's get into that coming up next. Plus, we'll tell you at 2 o'clock, we're going to get into this story about Javi Baez and Francisco Lindor and Pilar and the thumbs down, the sort of fighting back at the fans who've been booing them. We'll get that coming up for you at 2 o'clock. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, Andrew G. tweets, they put a band on the baby's ankle, and if the baby goes too far away, it locks the entire facility down and shuts down the elevators. Does that make sense? Sounds serious. Wow. They're serious about this, yeah. What's the most adventurous vacation you've ever had, Momo?
Ooh, okay. Well, I went, there's probably two. I went to the Olympics in China in 2008, and then I went all over China. Like, I remember staying in some places where I was like, I can't believe I'm staying here. Whoa. And then, but probably the most adventurous was I went to Turkey and I really wanted to see the ruins at Ephesus, but I didn't want to go as part of a tour. So my mom and I went and we decided to rent a car, and I'm driving on a car through Southern Turkey. Right. Like that was pretty adventurous. I mean, we were like driving on these rural roads and like, there's no GPS, no cell signal. Like, we don't really know where we are. And we'd see like people driving in tractors in the middle of the street, and we saw some wild boars. I was like, we are way far off the grid.
Way out there. Lindsay, what about you? Have you had adventure vacations?
I mean, when I went to Hawaii and we did the road to Hana, that was pretty adventurous. And we took the back road. Like, most people, they drive like the main way to Hana, where it's like on the all the way on the eastern side of the island, where it goes all the way south, and then they turn around and take the same road back. But we took the back way back, which is, there's probably a good 10-15 miles of dirt roads, like one-way dirt roads, where I would just kind of like pull off to the side a little and let people pass me because I was kind of scared of driving off into the ocean. But yeah, that was pretty adventurous. It was crazy.
Jorge, have you done one?
Yeah, we went, you know, quad, is it quad riding, or just took out quads or those little carts at the, desert? Yeah, like out there by Palm Springs, you know, way back there.
Oh, yeah, I know that is, yeah.
So that's where we took ATVs and quads and all kinds of stuff with my parents and cousins and whatnot, but yeah.
So Costa Rica was fantastic. I tweeted out pictures of zip lining. I tweeted out pictures of me and the mace plant, and the big answer to the question is no, I did not eat the rock. In the zip lining, it is whitewater tubing, it is a mace plant, but no, I did not eat rock on that deal. Probably my most adventurous vacation, though, was when I lost my mind and had a midlife crisis kind of thing, and I went to Africa. I went to Egypt, Morocco, Mauritania, Mali, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and I really had no agenda, no itinerary. I just went from country to country to country on buses and stuff. That was back in 2000. And at times I did feel unsafe. At times I was unsafe. All right, so we talked a little bit about the Dodgers and adjusting their rotation the way that they did. We're going to get to the Javi Baez booing situation in New York. I want to throw this out to you. So Saturday night, I landed at the airport. And first of all, LAX is all screwed up. I hate the car thing where you get on the bus and you have to go to a different lot and all that stuff. But so we draw, luck of the draw, we get this particular taxi driver who, one, does not help us put our bags in the car. Now, we're fine to do it, but normally you would expect that. Says nothing the entire drive. Drives like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get home, again, doesn't help us with our bags. Now, should I tip the taxi driver anyway?
Was it a taxi or an Uber?
It was a taxi.
Ooh, I have actually been in this exact scenario, okay?
Okay.
And to even add to it, the taxi driver got mad at me when I wanted to use my company card to pay for it instead of cash.
Okay.
Like, he was upset. He was like, oh, God, I have to pay the credit card fees on this too. And I was like, dude, man, like, you're lucky I took a taxi instead of an Uber. Like, so what I would do is I would tip him, but I would call the taxi company and report them for really poor driving and service. I would register the complaint.
So I elected to tip him, mostly because he knows where I live. That was my thought. I don't want this guy.
Good point.
That I stiff on a tip to actually know where my house is because he was pretty angry. He was angry at somebody. He was pissed off. So I wound up tipping the guy, but terrible, terrible service and really an awful dude. So I did end up tipping him only because he knows where I live. So Momo, we were talking about this earlier. You have background on this more than anybody. Return of playoff Rondo. What do you know? Yeah. What's his role gonna be? Do you know?
I think they basically chose playoff Rondo over Jared Dudley.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's
Dudley went and became an assistant coach in Dallas.
Yeah, and wasn't gonna play all that much, you know. But he's fine with it. I think Rondo will play a bit more than Dudley would have, but he won't play all that much. He didn't play that much for the Clippers last year. He just kind of had a couple of games where he came in to settle them down, and he had a couple of productive playoff games, and then he had some really bad playoff games. But I think this feels to me like a guy who you need some leadership in that locker room. You have a bunch of young guards. Rondo obviously knows what his role is going to be. He signed up for this. I think he's physically capable of being the same guy he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, so he doesn't really fit into any particular rotation that Frank Vogel is going to use. And he's there. You think he's there in the Dudley role. He's almost like a culture guy, almost like an assistant coach.
Yeah, almost like an assistant coach, you know. And this is, you know, LeBron was pretty loud about being upset Dudley left, that the Lakers elected not to keep Duds. And you saw him on social media sort of bemoaning this. And there's been a couple of things that have been written about how disappointed some of the Laker leaders and players were about letting Dudley go. And so it's interesting that, you know, they got Rondo back. So I know they'll be happy about getting Rondo back. I don't know if that makes up for losing Dudley, but... Now, my general feeling is, you know how like
Why did we lose Dudley? Why didn't we retain him?
I think they just wanted more production out of that role. Like that, just somebody like if Rondo has to play sometimes, right? Or if Dudley had to play, I think they felt stronger about Rondo playing than they did Dudley.
Right.
You know, Jared really didn't get in the game all that much, and even when he's like an Adonis Haslam type.
Right. Just a lifer.
Yeah, lifer. And really good guy, holds that locker room together. You know, you can make an argument that he's a better fit in just personality-wise of holding the locker room together. But Rondo's really good with young players. He's a really I really believe Rondo can be a coach someday. I don't know if he has the political savvy amongst, you know, to interact with the owner or the GM or the media or whatever it is, but like in terms of coaching, in terms of connecting with young players, he's really good.
And I've heard, is that what he wants to do?
A lot of rave reviews. I don't know yet. You know, I've talked to him about it a few times. I think it's one of the options he's considering, but he's almost a little like Kobe, right? Where if Kobe was the coach, I don't know if he would accept players who don't try.
Correct.
As hard as
it's a little bit like Magic, a little bit like Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would put Kobe and Magic in different categories.
No, I mean Magic Johnson attempting to coach, right?
Yeah, but I would put both of them in a different category of Magic attempting to coach. Magic attempting to coach, like, yes, he had issues with other players who weren't as talented as him or didn't care, you know, et cetera. But some of it also was, I don't think Magic was the kind of guy who wanted to sit in there and watch film until 4 in the morning after the game. Like, whereas I think Kobe did that even as a player. Rondo does that as a player. Like, coaching is a grind.
Yeah,
it's a real grind.
Yeah, but don't we have an open spot on our coaching staff? I mean, couldn't we have retained Dudley as an assistant coach, which is what he's now going to do in Dallas for Jason Kidd?
They have a spot, but way on the back of the bench. In Dallas, I think I don't know if he's front of the bench or higher up on the food chain there. But I think he'll be happier. In some ways, I think he'll be happier in Dallas because he'll have more to do on that coaching staff. If you're the last guy at the end of the coaching staff, you don't have all that much to do anyway. It's kind of, but Dudley to me was a really good vet in that he didn't mind at all not playing. Like Rondo says he won't mind, but I think deep down he'll mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Now, Ireland is not a big culture guy. I'm a huge culture guy. I think
me
the
too.
Culture with a team in a locker room is absolutely critical. And I think Rajon Rondo is the kind of guy you want, especially with younger players. Well, in this case, you know, with younger players, you know, with the Kendrick Nunns and the Malik Monks of the world, but also in terms of shaping the general feel of that team. So you think he's going to be Dudley?
I think he's going to be more like Dudley. He'll play a little more than Duds would have, okay? But here's, this is the best comparison. Remember how Clayton Kershaw loved A.J. Ellis? Just
tell you what, hang on a second. We'll hold that. We'll hold that. By the way, 877-710-ESPN. Take a quick break. We're coming right back. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.